Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, the private corporations that own our government that use behavioral psychology to brainwash the population, you know, they brag in hundreds of textbooks how they've got your children as captives, and they propagandize them to hate humanity. For decades, they've played spaceship under Department of Education grants, spaceship or lifeboat. They get 8 to 10 kids around a round table in the third or fourth grade is their favorite time for that. They indoctrinate them how to be spies in the seventh and eighth all over the nation. You write dossiers on your parents, what's in the medicine cabinet. That's even on the news now. But total East German society. But they have things like the spaceship game, where they say, okay, there's 10 of us on the spaceship. There's only enough air and water and food to get to the planet we're going to for 7. Who's going to have to die? Who's going to be thrown out of the spaceship? And they teach them to imagine that their resources are based on limiting the number of humans. And that's a key now false logic circuit or anchor in their mind. Nothing else intellectual is taught to them, but how to be racially conscious of themselves in the name of not being racist, but really it creates racism and everyone looking at each other and noticing who's different, and the minorities who are the majority feeling sorry for themselves and attacking whites is generally what it turns into, but only because they're the middle class and have and the minorities are teamed up with the state while they're having eugenics carried out against them. They're actually the main target. They're only also used in a dual access in that warfare system. In the lifeboat or spaceship game, they also act like they're a lifeboat at sea. They say, okay, we need a policeman. The policeman gets to live. Who's the policeman? But then the troublemaker or the person who's the rich man, he has to die. Of course, that just means anybody middle class owning their own business, they have to be pulled down by the other crabs in the bucket. The crab tries to climb out of a bucket if you're fishing for crabs. The others pull him down instead of working together, kind of like the Patriot movement does, with a little help from the COINTELPRO people getting the ball rolling. And so it introduces in your mind people have to die. And I've read a bunch of reviews. It's already out on the file-sharing networks, but I'm going to watch it and review it. I'm actually going to go see it. WALL-E looks real cute, looks real friendly. Humans have destroyed the Earth because of the combustion engine. WALL-E has been here for 700 years, and it's all about bringing life back to Earth, and now humans are bad. Now, what's going to destroy or mess up our lives is genetic engineering, cross species. What's going to hurt things is things like fission fusion, artificial black holes, nuclear weapons, antimatter weapons they admit they have. That's the type of stuff that has a good chance of destroying us or really hurting us bad and potentially destroying the planet. Carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. It's the life driver. Carbon dioxide has been as much as 14 times higher in the past. That's all the major ice core studies. It was higher during the Hibernian Maximum, which caused the Bronze Age to begin and for us to develop civilization 8,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. They lie and hoax everyone, and there are well-meaning people everywhere, adults going around. It has the highest IMDb rating I've ever seen, what, a 9.7 or something? And it's like a religion. The guy at the restaurant we were at last night was telling us, have you seen WALL-E? And it was the guy wasn't even nerdly. It was like, you know, the waiter at a nice restaurant for my wife's birthday was telling us we must see WALL-E. It is an important message. And they're like running around like cult members teaching us how to play lifeboat or spaceship and how we have to die. And that's what the film is. I've already read reviews of it, and it teaches us that. And the children will sit there being brainwashed. The parents will be brainwashed, and you will all learn how to die. So the global masters can have all the resources for themselves to control the future while they play God and probably destroy us. I mean, God forbid we have any real environmental fixes or anything. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back, speaking of education, with Charlotte Isaby, former head of policy, Department of Education. We're going to break down all of this. Stay with me.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. It's the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
I need you to listen up, and I need you to pay attention. This is very important. It has to do with your food and the future of food in America. You know, you've heard about the disasters, the floods, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, the typhoons, the tsunamis, the droughts, and, of course, the different kinds of diseases. You've heard that the honeybees are dying off. You know there's a national and international food shortage. Prices are skyrocketing in the marketplace. And it's not your fault, but if you think gasoline prices have gone up, wait till you see what food's going to do in the next couple of years. You can start saving your family several hundred dollars a month right now and plan ahead and save thousands and thousands of dollars on your food bills tomorrow by calling eFoodsDirect.com right now and getting food put ahead for whatever's coming in the future at today's prices. So you can lock those prices in. You can do it now. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Charlotte Isabey, she was the head of policy, the Department of Education, number two position, directly underneath the head of the Department of Education. We're going to be talking to her in just one moment. Before we go to her, we are in uncertain times, and a lot of dangerous things are happening, as you know. And I believe that patriots more than anybody else, because we need to carry on liberty through a depression or whatever happens, or World War III, now need to get prepared. And we have a great sponsor. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, the longest continually operating portable foods company in the nation, high-quality food that is non-GMO, clean and healthy, non-GMO, freeze-dried and dehydrated. It means a lot of food. It fits in very small cans and stores in very small areas. In climate controlled, it lasts more than 10 years. If you stored it in your hot garage, it lasts, it's guaranteed for 10 years. This is where I've gotten my storable foods multiple times. I believe in them, so give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. They also have a free DVD and audio CD about what they do and a catalog. If you just want to call and get that, 1-800-409-5633. And unlike a lot of the other companies, they deliver in a week to 2 weeks, not 6 or 8. And that's because they've bought tons of food. They have their own factory. They do it themselves. 1-800-409-5633 are huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Her website's DeliberateDumbingDown.com, and you can get her book there, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And I wanted to get her on when I saw this article last week Paul Watson did, but it was out of the London Telegraph. You can go read it. Government permission required for parents to kiss or hug their children, to take your son or daughter to the pool. You'll have to have a license. They already have it in all of England, but now it's federal law there. And they will come up and ask for your card, even as a parent, to be able to touch your child. Licenses to change diapers, that's pedophilia. See, they're making normal action. I guess they'll give bluebirds a license to feed worms to their babies, or for a mother cat to, you know, clean their baby. I mean, this is sick. And you see the statistics in the U.S., government child workers, 5 times more likely to be pedophiles or to physically abuse children. They are the group that everyone should be watching and tracking, and look how many of them do get busted in jail and go to jail, where good people in government do stop them. I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to go over her book's the size of a Dallas phone book, and it weighs I don't know how many pounds, and it's just all government documents where they say we want to eradicate the family. And so I wanted to just rattle off all the facts and have the expert on. We really love her to death. It's Charlotte Iserbit. I'm always mispronouncing it. And Charlotte, you're just a darling. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex, always. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. And, you know, I just, I was gone, I guess. I was in Europe for a couple of weeks, and we've talked about that, too. That's interesting in itself. And I didn't know about this article out of the British press, but I'm not one bit surprised. It does seem that the UK leads every country. I mean, it's always the worst things come out of there, believe it or not, because most people do not understand how the role of England in bringing us down into this monstrous system.
And it's a pliable nation. They were wild barbarians, and they were domesticated and have imperial conditioning, yes, to go along with it.
That's right. And, I mean, people are really surprised when I mentioned to them that wretched program, Whole Language, which was deliberate, you know, to dumb down the children. I mean, you don't have to read, or you don't have to be able to spell. You don't have to know grammar or anything. That went on for about 12 years. And that initially came out of, I believe, New Zealand. And people say, oh, really? You know, and then a lot of bad things do come out of these gorgeous New Zealand and Australia, where everybody who has money wants to go away.
Well, those are commonwealths. Those are under Crown Imperial Lord Milner conditioning ops.
Absolutely. So I'm not surprised. But, you know, what it all boils down to, Alex, and you know me, I usually get to the heart of the matter, and people get upset with me because I don't go through a lot of the middle stuff. I did all of that in my book. I went through that. That's right, I did. I did, because I was told at one time, they kept saying, that's your opinion. And that's why I wrote my book. That's exactly why. And it's 700 pages, and it's all there. But initially, a lot of us understand what we see right in front of our face. You know, it's right in our face. And if you have just the slightest bit of history, if you understand the ism forms of government, which we're not meant to be, fascism, communism, socialism, whatever ism, then you're going to recognize that this is an essential part. I mean, what's coming out of England now is absolutely essential. They can't run the world if they have a bunch of freewheeling parents making decisions about their children's health and welfare and whatever. So they have to get the kids. And they've been trying for a long time.
And, of course, Hitler did that. The Soviets did that.
Right.
It's all the same thing.
Exactly.
And again, your book is just full of official quotes where they call the family a disease.
Exactly.
It's got to be eradicated.
Yes. Christianity, the rotten corpse of Christianity, that's the humanists. Dunphy's quote.
But, you know, since I posted this in the message board, they've been linking, and in the InfoWars commentary, they've been linking to all these cases where social workers come, and even when they're taking, say, the 5-year-old, CPS says the mother will hug the son or daughter, and they say, ooh, that's improper.
Well, this, you know, remember this was going on about 15 years ago, this business of poor grandpa, you know, he's got his first grandchild, and he's not allowed to have the little granddaughter on his lap. I mean, this is a part of the women's movement, too. Which
they're training us to separate men from women.
Absolutely. And it's people can't see it. It's simply because they don't want to see it, because they're too busy, and that's all been created.
Well, I see these modern mothers now. They're the boss. They're stomping around. They're totally unhappy. They have a domesticated, bent-back husband. And they'll let a cop in a black ski mask with a gun. They feel safe. But then Grandpa, he's evil.
Oh, yeah, Alex, I know, I know. And these people who are not upset whatsoever with the Real ID Act or the Office of Homeland Security, what's going on, taking our freedoms, the merger of the federal and state police, they're not, because, after all, you know, they're afraid they need to be protected. And if only they could realize that there is hardly anything that could be out on the street or in your house or anything that is as dangerous as the federal government coming in your house. They don't get it.
Well, have you heard the latest? In Texas, they passed a law. I have it here in front of me. And it's in PC Magazine, where all computer technicians, by law, have to have a 3-year law enforcement degree. And when you bring your computer in, they don't tell you. They Ooh. Download your whole computer and spy on you.
Oh. Well, I guess that was sort of something that we were expecting. Let me ask you a question, if you've heard about this, Alex, because it relates to the British the media coverage there as well. And I tried to get information this morning, but since I got back, I didn't know about this bill. There's a bill that evidently passed the Congress, but I'm not sure. That's what I'm asking you. That does exactly what the British article says. I mean, it's in regard to parents who refuse to give certain medications or medical care to their children, that it is okay, the Congress passed it, for them to be taken from their homes. Now, I don't want everybody else...
Well, I believe that passed the House. I don't believe that's passed the Senate.
Okay, this is terribly important. And do you have the number of it?
I don't have it in front of me. They're hitting us from so many angles.
Well, that's a pretty important one. I really want it, if someone from your office could get that information to me and your listeners.
I'll try to dig it out. But, I mean, Charlotte, do you agree that more is happening now in a month than used to happen in 10 years? I mean,
yes. They
are pulling the stops out.
Well, absolutely. What they're doing is they're implementing the Soviet system. And I've been talking about it since 1975. And you can call it Hitler, too, because a lot of the parts are, they're both the same. But what I see, and I've been following, well, it's the creation of the new Soviet man. And if you go into my book and you look at the research, if you look, for instance, in regard to a visit that was made by American educators who were okay.
Yeah, let me stop you. You're not just saying this, and the big banks are behind it. People get confused that the big banks are, quote, communists. They want to make us slaves. Communism's not for
Absolutely.
The people, then they get the wealth.
That's right.
And for those that don't, see, the terms mean nothing, folks. For those that don't understand, they are stating that they're here to break up the family, that they're here to do all this. I mean, when Charlotte says the new Soviet man, they're the ones that are saying this, and they are now carrying it out. Go ahead.
They're right. And the top corporations and associations for a business have made it very clear that what they want is kindergarten through age 80 workforce training, okay? And this is a Soviet system. It's really slavery. And,
now, when you hear that exactly, it's the teachers, and then it's the police, and then it's the PC repair people, and then it's carpet cleaners and plumbers, and then you have to be a spy. You have to work for them. You have to go spend months a year in, quote, training, which is brainwashing.
Well, absolutely. And any organization or association or church or whatever entity that takes a penny, this is why the faith-based initiative.
And they've now recruited 26,000 preachers to be spies, exactly.
Yes, that's right. And when people, the faith-based initiative of George Bush, and they really want to go to my website and look for my article, Walks Like a Duck, Talks Like a Duck, because that tells you exactly what George Bush has put in, with, of course, the help of 100 years before him. But the system, the Soviet system, has been implemented here. And you have to, for instance, the faith-based initiative, that sounds good, doesn't it? But that's the merger of the churches with the government. So the churches and the private sector are going to have to conform to what the government wants. And you've got now Obama. You know, people could say to me before Obama opened his mouth the day before yesterday that I was wrong on Bush and fake business. It's wonderful. Well, now Obama's come out in favor of it, folks. So he has three, you know, his little prongs are really...
Charlotte Isherby, stay there. Charlotte Isherby, stay right there. We're going to come back. She was the head of the Department of Education. She was the head of policy. Well, she ran it. Number two position during Ronald Reagan's administration, and she would be it was a political appointment, and she was well qualified, but she'd come into meetings and they would just tell her this.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. You read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Charlotte Iserbeet is our guest. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, you have a predatory scientific programs developed by the British and the Germans to turn you into mindless slaves. The main system came from Prussia 200 years ago when they needed to turn the local farmers into merciless killers who would walk into gunfire. That's where kindergarten comes in. It is all how to be mindless, order-following idiots. Going back to Charlotte Iserbe. Charlotte, breaking down the mindset, going through some of those quotes, what their plan is. You know, that was great earlier. We were tying it in, how it's all happening now. All this, mandatory that, getting us into their system. How is this freedom? It's not.
Absolutely not. And people have to remember that the system, the scientific research-based, scientific engineering, scientific model, that when they see the word science, they have to know that that is basically based on their fact that they consider a fact that man is an animal. That's the key to the whole thing going on. Man is an animal to be trained, to be conditioned, and he has no soul. He has no no brain, no soul. He's totally with no conscience, and so that's what they're creating now. And so it's
okay to kill us, abuse us, dumb us down.
Yeah.
They're the higher intellects. They're
that's
controlling
right.
us. Because
we're animals.
Yeah,
we're animals, and I know it's hard for people to believe this. And they've been going after me for 30 years because I've been beating on this, beating on it constantly. The use of these horrible scientific research-based programs in the schools. Mainly they used it for reading because they knew the American people were concerned that children couldn't read. So they kept, you know, putting new programs in based on Skinner and Pavlov and, as you said, the Prussian system, and Wilhelm Wundt mainly from his lab in Leipzig. And, people have got to understand that. They've just got to get to, especially the Christians, who go to school board meetings and complain about the teaching of evolution, and then they go right back and they're using the same technique in their Christian schools with the computer-assisted instruction, the ACE program, Accelerated Christian Education. That's based on Pavlov, and that's Darwin, and yet they have no. They go to school and they raise a lot of cane about the fact that the children are being taught Darwin, evolution. So it's not a matter, it's a total misunderstanding out there amongst the American people regarding the method. And I did write a little book that is free on my website. My big book's free, too. But the little book's shorter. It's only 38 pages. And it's right there. And read it, because it's fascinating. I wrote it in 85 after I was dismissed from my job in the Department of Ed. And it's called Back to Basics Reform, or Skinnerian International Curriculum, necessary for United States participation in the one world government plan for the early years of the 21st century. And I put it all there because I figured people wouldn't read it, so the whole story is on the title page, right? But that little book will explain to you with documents that I found in my office exactly what's going on. Now, when the neocons saw that little booklet, they were very upset, and they said I should rewrite it, and that they didn't understand it. And I thought that was very amusing. So when they said that, I thought, okay, folks, I will rewrite it, but this time it's going to be 700 pages rather than 39. And so there's no excuse for people not to understand this problem that we have.
That's right. You've got the e-book up for free on deliberatedumbingdown.com. I suggest people go there also. We have it as well and support you. It's the size of a phone book, and so you can physically show your neighbors and people, hey, there's a reason. And then they test, as they admitted when you were there, to see how they've dumbed people down. And people think, man, the more education we get, the dumber people get. This is broken. It's not broken. The war on drugs is meant to have more drugs,
you're right,
more people in prison. The war on the war against illiteracy is meant to destroy literacy. When Bush says the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedoms, they did. They're the terrorists.
Exactly. You see, I mean, George Orwell, he understood so beautifully the use of words. And that's the other article you ought to go, because then you're going to understand. I wrote an article called The Devil's Seven-Pronged Fork, how they did it to us. That's if you go click on articles on my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, click on articles, The Devil's Seven-Pronged Fork. You'll find out how they took not only you, but me, but Alex, all of us. Because at some point in time, maybe not Alex, I don't know, but at some point in time, we woke up. And I was really the biggest, I fell for a lot of this garbage when I was younger. So go there, read how they took us over a period of 150, 200 years.
Yeah, let's explain. They've been phasing this in, and they even said 100 years ago, by the early 21st century, the family will be breaking up completely, and then we will finally go to the next level, fully preparing them to be exterminated. That's their loving gift to you, and now you're being euthanized. All of us are. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Their credit cards and spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the test. He said, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there, it's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education! Politicians know that word, they use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't.
You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something?
Garland died at 71 last week. Boy, he knew what was going on with that issue. But we have all the documents. They celebrate. Into this house we're born. They don't just dumb you down. They teach you how to be mentally ill. They teach you how to not be able to think properly. They teach you how to make excuses and rationalize. Be scared of your neighbor with a gun, but love a guy in a black uniform dressed up like a Nazi. Strutting around in a Darth Vader outfit. I mean, Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, training their children in every major public school in 6th and 7th grade with semester-long courses, federally funded to tattle on you. I mean, that's hardcore crime. That's hardcore criminal government. That's Soviet Union, man, on steroids. But, oh, no, that's freedom. Yeah, you're going to find out, freedom. And now it's all coming to a head. Now they're getting ready to really rape you. Take it all. Now, it's perfect. They, quote, are the educators. You mean the brainwashers, the people that dumb you down. And see, now it's, oh, we can't educate you in 12 years. Now it's 20 years. Now it's a lifetime. Now it's you got to go. Oh, now they're going to bankrupt the economy. Now you got to go to your government job where they give you a subsistence. And you got to go under psychological evaluation. And the troops all have to spend 4 or 5 tours and go nuts and then be put on Prozac. It's going to cause them to kill everybody. When the drug admittedly does that, then they'll have bigger police state when their own cops and military are running around. Charlotte Isabey, what did you think of that George Carlin clip?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. Are you sure he died naturally?
Yeah, he'd had a lot of heart trouble. I mean, who knows?
Oh, boy, what a guy. I had no idea that he was so on target. I mean, really, I love that. Is that on your website?
Oh, yeah. That's the version with all the lower English cut out. He went on and on about the owners, the global elite, the New World Order, yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, I've been gone. I didn't see it. But you know what? I wish that your listeners could do a very simple little thing for me. Yesterday, they could pull it up. David Broder of the Washington Post wrote an article that was called Dumbing Down the Presidency. And it's a good article, but he doesn't really get to the essence of why everybody in the White House is dumbed down, including the speechwriters. Now, he doesn't get to it. And I did write him a little letter about this, saying that, you know, might have something to do with the deliberate dumbing down of education. And, you know, his email is just plain davidbroder@washpost.com. And if you could just write him out there and ask him, say that you read his excellent article, Dumbing Down the Presidency, and ask him if he's read The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. I wish your listeners would do that.
Yeah, so that's fine. I'm sure they will, but he probably knows what's going on and is celebrating
how well
it works.
If he got enough letters asking him that. I asked him myself. I said, I really would like to send you a copy. But for him to carry on like he really doesn't know where this came from, when your listeners could just, that's really so easy. You know, David Broder.
Yeah, listen. The mainstream media is falling apart. They're illegitimate. I mean, sure, go ahead and contact him. I don't care if those scumbags cover us or not. We don't need them to cover us. We're going to discredit them fully. Their newspaper circulation is going to the ground. They're falling apart.
And you know why they report why
everybody's dumbed down? They report and celebrate it to scare all the cattle into giving more property taxes and stuff to, quote, pay for more education so they can dumb them and screw the kids up even more.
Well, that plus also they want to crash the public school system, which, yes, it should be crashed.
They want to nationalize it. They're nationalizing
it. That's right. They want to crash it and get everybody into charter schools, which were the original charter schools were formed by Bush Sr., New American School Development Corporation, a private private group, and the pilot schools were all privately funded, and the purpose of it is, as we said earlier, birth to age 80, school to work. Charter schools have nothing to do with helping your child.
It has to do with the feds actually regulating and taking control of private schools.
Totally, because I call it taxation without representation, because charter schools do not have elected school boards. Watch out in Texas. Watch out everywhere for the charter schools. By the way, charter schools are being used in the Soviet Union. Excuse me, folks. Russia. Charter schools are the wave of the future for the international corporate system. For workforce training.
Now, Charlotte, I want to expand on something I didn't have a chance to, bring out here to people. It doesn't matter. The larger issue is I don't even see myself as that intelligent. And I talk to people in government. I talk to people in companies, people who are successful. And they're only specialized in their one little area, and they are ignorant and dumbed down and don't know any history.
Yes.
And my dad was at a big consulting meeting a few years ago that his company paid for him to go to, and he called me from the Four Seasons here in Austin. He said, my God, this top CEO and consultant is admitting there's a new world order. It over-dumbed people down. Now the challenge for the corporate people is to find folks that can still think, get the homeschoolers.
Yeah.
And so what I'm hearing is there's a little bit of the elite worrying that they've over damaged the population so bad that they can't even find minions that know how to function now.
Well, I think it's true because the Wall Street Journal, which I basically detest because it supports Bush and all the neocons, but they did have an article about 3 years ago saying that the Ivy League colleges, the first applications that they looked at for entrance into those colleges came from homeschool students. This is before Andover, Exeter, Dana Hall, whatever, before any of the top public schools. They take the first applications are from homeschoolers. You know, for folks out there who may be a little worried or have been told by the controlled media and teachers, et cetera, that it's not a good idea to homeschool because you can't do it and all that. They don't can't socialize and, in quotes, socialize. Remember that. This is what they're looking for. And you're right, Alex. They've got to, and on the other hand, be careful. Be very, very careful, these homeschool students who get into Harvard and Yale, et cetera, because don't think that they're not going to brainwash your children to the hilt.
Oh, no, I've seen really smart homeschoolers go in, and within 2 years, they are just cyborgs of the New World Order.
Absolutely. So watch out. Don't be excited because your homeschool child got accepted. Brainwashing can take place at any time in your life. They could even probably get a hold of you, Alex, or me. You know, and after maybe how many years? 150 each one of us together, 300. They could.
Admit they tried to send Ventura. He didn't realize that till later to Harvard to brainwash him. It didn't work.
Well, you know what? I'd be afraid to go up against him too. Maybe.
No, but I mean, he'd already been governor, and they said, "Oh, we want to bring you to Harvard for a year," and then it was all these elitists trying to explain to him, you know, why they do all of this.
That's great. You have information. I don't know anything about that, but I like Jesse Ventura. So anyway,
he came on the show and said 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, don't we all know that? You know, even in Europe, it's getting out. I could tell you a little bit about Europe.
Now, tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, in Europe, they don't look at you like you've got 3 years. And when you talk about it, they say it's pretty sad because they don't want to think this about this wonderful country that saved them from the Nazis. But anyway, after we get past that, they are willing to look into the information like our Americans aren't. Oh, no. You're a kook. You hate Bush. You blah, blah. But anyway, that's the way it is in Europe. Now, aside from the fact that they are really deep into the doo-doo with their European Union, thank God for Ireland last week.
Oh, by the way, the European Union has officially said they're disregarding the referendum. The expansion will continue. Proof.
Yes.
Total tyrants, illegitimate criminals.
That makes a lot of sense. But when you look at how the Europeans are living now, they're all, you know, they're living high off the hog. They know there's a big problem with immigration, but they stay away from those nasty people coming across the borders. And what I found fascinating, Alex, is I was there 2 weeks. And maybe I just wasn't looking. I probably missed one. But I didn't see one police car. I was in and around Brussels and in Holland.
Well, yeah, the Europeans have already been assimilated and capitulated to tyranny. But you come to the U.S., I mean, it is cops, spies, their tattletale squads just behind every bush.
We don't, I mean, there aren't any there. In fact, one of my European relatives said, gee, you know, there are times when we really wish the police would come to our assistance. You know, sometimes someone could be being murdered in their community. They call the police and they just sit there and don't do anything. And I said, well, we have just the opposite here. And, but I thought you'd be interested in hearing that. But what it is, Alex, I always said to my husband, Belgian, the late Janusz Herbiet, wonderful patriot, I used to say, look, they're not going to take Europe. They're not going to take, they've already taken Europe with the European Union, but they don't know it. But they're not going to impose a police state there. They have to take us first. We'll go down, boom, which we're doing right now, and then the rest of the world will fall like dominoes. And that's exactly what we're looking at now. There's no place else in the world now, possibly, with the exception of China, maybe in Russia now and a bit, maybe in Africa, but where there's such a consistent, pervasive element of control, police control.
Oh, yeah, and the population is just starting to figure it out, but there's all the billboards and TV ads worshiping the corrupt system. And, I mean, how do the police think that tattletale squads and kids being trained to tattle on their parents and, by law, all the computer repairmen have to spy on you? And
that's right. Well, you know, where so much of this came from, it started with a DARE program, the Drug and Resistance Education, out of the Department of Justice. Then it morphed into the COPS program, the Community-Oriented Policing System. And that was the spying on the parents. All of this came out of a public school curriculum, basically. The DARE program. It all came out of there. Did you know that, Alex?
Yeah, and studies show that seeing the drugs made the children actually want to use it, and drug use exploded because,
you know,
you're teaching fifth graders, sixth graders, here's this, here's that, it does that. It was introducing them really to the products. It was like somebody coming in and showing them Tupperware, you know, kind of for like a little party or something.
And it moved the police into the schools, too. With the DARE program, the police came into the schools.
And now it's institutionalized. Now they're little prisons. But this is the point I forgot to make earlier.
Yep.
The feds come in and they say, we're going to federally certify your police training 30 years ago. Then the police kill more people, kill more of themselves, cause more problems. And the feds swoop in as the good guys to then punish the local police and further federalize them. So, again, they always create the crisis, then offer their solution that makes it worse. And they've got another thing that, you know, we'll just do this, and then that makes it worse. Then they say, we'll just do this. It's the same thing with education, and they brag and they know it. And, of course, the average well-meaning cop, he doesn't understand what's happening. He doesn't know where his state capital is. He's like the general public.
That's right.
You know, he goes home and drools in front of the television set. And I mean, literally, they're stealing people's souls. They don't have imaginations. They're not happy. I mean, that's the greatest crime in all of this, is that the public are basically becoming zombies. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, when I came back, I have to say, I know this is a real extreme wording, and I hope people won't take it too seriously, but after seeing a bit of civilization in Europe, a bit of culture that still exists, because they still have all these magnificent churches around and libraries, and, you know, there's some very beautiful grand places and things like that, and people are basically quite polite. And it's a very much more civilized.
Yeah, we're now the crass pig people.
We are, and I was going to say, and I think I can say this now that you said something even worse almost. It was like comparing angels to apes. They're not angels over there. There are a lot of bad people over there as well. But the difference is really, it's pretty stark. Over here, we're apes. Over there, they still believe in being quite polite. They still, we go through a Homeland Security thing. It's a lot easier. You don't take your shoes off. They're very polite. We're very sorry. We have to go look in your purse.
Yeah, well, that's about humiliation. I mean, here it's about domestic. I mean, folks scanning your naked body, it's about getting a record of it, humiliating you. Making you take shoes off and walk through athlete's foot, it's about humiliation. It's dog training.
Exactly. And how about that woman? You probably saw it, that woman from Jamaica who had mental problems, that they let her die in that clinic or whatever in Brooklyn. Did you read that?
Yeah, of course. You've got to die, yeah.
I mean, they let her die. She was in the waiting room for I don't know how many hours, dying. And they looked at her, and they just walked by her. And then later on, someone kicked her to see if she was still moving, and they found out she's dead.
Well, we've now seen all these videos in the U.S., Canada, and England where a person will be hit in front of 500 people on the road. They'll just keep walking.
Yeah,
they're so self-centered, they don't realize they're destroying their own future. That's the same thing. You go to public school, kids disappear into the criminal system for no reason. Your neighbor's kids get snatched. Your kids are dying of leukemia. Everybody's dying of cancer because of the GMO and the genetic engineering.
Yep.
And again, the plague is all around us, folks, and people are just disappearing all around you. Cops are dying with their injections, and it's just kind of a happy thing. You know, where's Bob? Oh, he died of an infection. Well, keep taking your shots. I love my government. Charlotte Iserbeet, stay with us. We'll be right back with Charlotte Iserbeet, and we'll tell you about her website and a lot more. We also carry the book, Liberty Dumbing Down, at InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Of course, we haven't covered chemical brain damage. That's the main thing. It's the sodium fluoride, the mercury. And I found 80 years ago, all these top British bioethics people, the eugenicists, said, we're going to shoot them up with mercury and brain damage the public. We won't take it, and then they'll be our subservients. They'd already found how bad it attacked brain tissue. And they're just going to do it to you, and you're going to roll your sleeve up and keep assaulting your kids with it. You got mothers who are 5'5" and their daughter 6'1". That isn't genetics, folks. It's all the growth hormone and the meat and poultry, the milk you give them. You don't care. You know, the fact that women have got 7 times increase in lung cancer, more than a dozen times increase in breast cancer. It's what's in the environment. You're under eugenics attack. Charlotte Iserby, in closing, Charlotte, you're just a great resource in your time at the Department of Education witnessing all this. In closing, their whole eugenics angle, how much of your research brought you into the fact that that's the overarching system?
Well, it's very scary now what's happening, and I am informed about a lot that's going on that I really can't make public right now.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
You know,
that piqued my interest.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, bad stuff, and I could tell you later, Alex, once we get more involved. But it's very, very dangerous what's going on.
Well, give us a hint. Yeah, tell us what you found out from government.
Their goal is to, not really from government. It's the same old crowd. They want the perfect Soviet man, and if they can't do it through education, they're probably going to do it through genetic engineering, and I think you know that. I would like to point out that for your listeners, my website's great, deliverdumbingdown.com, but you should really, in order to get a hold of the Reese Committee hearings, which were absolutely banned in 1953, the congressional hearings which exposed the role of the tax-exempt foundations in changing our country to where we are now so we can be merged, in quotes, with the Soviet Union. That's official. You go to AmericanDeception.com. You've got the one copy that was left available I bought of the Reese Committee hearings in regard to the role of the foundations in changing our country through the schools and through war, etc. Please, folks, go there, read those hearings, AmericanDeception.com, and type in Reese Committee or Norman Dodd.
Yeah, that's right. For people in the system, don't roll your eyes. Go read how you're being savaged, how this is being done. Hey, Charlotte, you got to tell me more. I know you have a lot of sources. You know, your dad was Skull and Bones in Bohemian Grove, and you're not a lightweight yourself there in the Foreign Service. I mean, you're saying you have sources about how they plan the genetic engineering. They're already saying they're not going to let you have kids if your, quote, genetics aren't right. They know that they're saying behaviorally they're going to say aggression, resistance to tyranny is a mental illness, screening out the embryos. Is that what you're talking about?
I think it's very important that you keep hanging in there with that one, Alex, and I will definitely be in touch with you about it, okay? It's simply that there's no way we can go out with any information like this until we've got all our ducks in a row.
But is this, I mean, how when did you learn about this?
I've been watching it for many years, but just recently I've become very concerned.
Well, as soon as you're ready, will you call us first and come on and break it here?
You know it. I'd
Charlotte.
Like to be able to do it now, but I can't. But I will. I will call you first.
How long, Charlotte, do you think?
A couple of months, probably.
Okay, Charlotte Iserby, deliverdumbingdown.com. Give out the other one that has all those documents.
AmericanDeception.com. That's easy.
Charlotte, we can only thank you with a great debt. I want to have you back up for longer to take calls soon for putting out the Deliberate Dumbing Down, the ebook there for folks, for all the research. It's all there, folks. What we've told you is incontrovertible. They are matters of fact. This is not any flight of fancy. This is the reality. You are under scientific military genius attack. You are being slaughtered. Charlotte, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alex.
Take care.
Thank all your listeners. Bye-bye.
She's the best. Okay, get her book right now at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.